Thank you very much for this additional information and the additional support by the language regime. With all the good news here, I'm coming to four proposed decisions, and we'll read it out carefully for you. First, Working Party adopted the amendment proposed by the Revisions Committee to the model rules contained in ECE/trans/SE2/2024/4, and asked the Secretary to prepare a consolidated version of the model rules containing those amendments. These amendments. That's the first decision. Secondly, the Working Party welcomed the discussion at the working workshop on public-private partnerships in railways and on digital aspects related to the permanent identification of railway rolling stock held at the Divisions Committee session. That's the second. The third, related to that, the Working Party noted the creation of an informal group of experts on digital aspects related to the permanent identification of rolling stock. And then finally, the fourth one, the Working Party also adopted the changes to the guidance note of the model rules. So, these are the proposed decisions. If there are any interventions to that, let us know. And we will put it in the report for tomorrow. Okay. With this, I think we can close item number 5 of our agenda, and we move on to a really different area: passenger information and stations in stations and hubs. I remember we had in the framework of the group of experts on passenger info on hubs, passenger hubs, we had I think the important contributions from the sector and from the users, that passenger information in station hubs is really an area to explore further with possible ideas for harmonization. I would like to pass the floor to the Secretariat to update us what has been done since.